Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys? Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts, and I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe. And also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well. And hit me up on the DM and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets. The ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have. But they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it. This is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one. I really don't care. Either one you want. You go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube. Go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both, hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Hey, this is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, Spring Game. man, I can't believe it's already the spring game. And then now it is a long time before the regular season. I love the spring game and I hate the spring game all in one, just because it's such a tease. You know, it gives you that it's such a, it's like an appetizer at a really fancy restaurant. They're just super small, but really, really good, you know? And it's just, here are some of my thoughts on this. Now, overall, I thought it was a fairly decent game. I mean, obviously, it was a little slow and sloppy at the beginning. I mean, it's going to, right? One thing that we definitely learned is, let's hope J.J. McCarthy stays healthy, right? Tuttle, I thought, looked good at the beginning. Definitely did not finish off that way. Davis Warren. Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess he's probably going to be the second string guy. He seemed to put together more of a, less disappointing performance. Alex Orji, though, to be quite honest, if he can get better at throwing the ball, which I think he shows that he's making leaps and bounds from even just last year, I think he could really potentially be a dark horse for that backup quarterback position, to be quite honest with you. He had one or two decent balls that he threw that I really liked. I thought that they're very pretty. So maybe, who knows, right? I mean, fall is a good, 3-4 months away from here. So who knows, in that point in time, man, anything can happen. Definitely, Jack Tuttle showed you why he was the backup at Indiana. I don't know. I like the kid. You know, I hope he does well. I mean, I like all Michigan players, except for the few that I've named over the past years. But so ones that kind of really, I was looking at the my notes for the pregame spring game, and the ones I wanted to see like do something. My first one, Darius Clemens, really didn't do anything. Don't think he really got much play, to be quite honest. I threw him a few times. Nothing. Last season's spring game was way more impressive for him than this spring game. Marion Walker, I know he got used up by Peyton O'Leary. Peyton O'Leary took that kid to town. I mean, he's got the swag of a really good cornerback. Now can he match the talent of it? You know what I mean? Can he put the effort forward? He's got the swag. Now the kid looks like he should be a dominant cornerback in the way he reacts to things, standing over Peyton O'Leary, even though it was pass interference. He's very sure of himself. So I can't wait when the talent and the effort portion matches the swag level. He's going to be one hell of a cornerback. But still, I didn't think it was an overall very impressive performance. Josiah Stewart, though, that's going to be a dog. That dude is going to be a beast. He could have obliterated JJ a few times. I mean, I'm very excited about what that kid can do. Tyler Morris, didn't even see him out on the field. I don't think he played. He might have, but it really didn't. I really didn't see anything of him. And then now the players that I'm excited to watch: Chris Jenkins had a play at the beginning. AJ Barner, once again, very impressed with AJ Barner. His height, his speed, his catching ability, route running, all of it looked fantastic. I can't wait to see what he can do with JJ. I think he is a upgrade. Schoonmaker was fantastic last year. I think that this is the upgrade. I think he's an absolute upgrade to Schoonmaker. Hausman, I saw him have like one or two plays. I wasn't, but you know, it's the spring game. I mean, just never know. McGregor, I definitely think he's going to be something. You saw him, you saw some things that looked interesting in that
what the first half when he played. Colson Loveland, obviously, going to be a stud. Didn't see much of him, but I was, he's just going to be something. I mean, what are we going to, come on. I'm tripping over words to say nothing, apparently. But so what I did notice and what I really, there's a few people that kind of stood out to me and I'm like, who is this dude? Because they kept showing up throughout the game. And in my opinion, there's obviously three. Now, just my opinion. Obviously, Peyton O'Leary had a very great game. You know, 6 catches, 121, going up against what's supposed to be the second cornerback, right? The number two guy in Amarion Walker, I guess, right? No one's really stepped up to claim that spot yet. And I think that was his chance. And like I said, didn't really impress. Peyton O'Leary looked good. This kid, Keon Bennett, man, 52. I just kept seeing 52 everywhere in that game. I, as a linebacker, very excited to see what this kid can do, because obviously I think linebacker is going to be one of our positions that we need to solidify. Even though Houseman's there now, I think you get that Bennett into the mix. I think he just a great benefit to this, to that linebacking room. It looks like Hill Green still has trouble in when it comes to coverage. So we'll see. Bennett might make some noise, man. I did not see my guy TJ Guy in there. But Bennett, every time I looked around, there a tackle was being made. It seemed like it was Bennett, number 52. Very excited about that kid. Stewart, like I said, he was flashing all over the screen. Number 5, man. I can't wait to see what he does. Also, let's see. There was one more. Oh, obviously, people talked about him a lot, and now you finally got to see him. It's Benjamin Hall, that running back. He really does kind of look like Corum. The way he hits the hole, the way he moves laterally. It's shocking to me, but I think now, obviously, we knew our running backs were going to be a strong room, right? A strong group. And one of my biggest worries was, and I said, I think in one of the, I think the last episode, I said, if we continue with the 70-30 split with running to passing, we're going to be in deep trouble because both Corum and Edwards more than likely will get hurt. And I still believe that. I mean, we need to get more guys in there. But I was pleasantly surprised with how good Fumbles Mullings was, right? I'm going to always hold that fumble or that misread in that game against TCU against Khalil Mullings. So Fumbles Mullings and Benjamin Hall. I mean, it's a very good 1-2 punch. I mean, Mullings looked good. He really looked good. Is it me or does it look like he slimmed down a bit? But not in a bad way. Like, he looks more lean and mean in this. Hall, I mean, he could be a game breaker, I think. He really looks like he's one missed tackle away from taking it. So I'm very excited. This running back room has just gotten stronger for me. I really am excited to see what these kids do. If you're CJ Stokes, I would be worried. In Gash, I would definitely be worried if I were you, because Benjamin Hall's coming for you. He's coming for that third spot, and it wouldn't shock me at all if you see, even by mid-season, like when we get into real games. That Nebraska game, don't be shocked if Benjamin Hall's in the third spot. I really liked what he did. Now, I mean, that's no, every Michigan podcast you're going to listen to is going to talk about that kid because he was impressive. Mullings, though, I mean, definitely impressed me for the majority of the game. He was solid, really solid. Let's see. Oh, my thought, too, is I think we can do in the goal, and like when you get into the red zone, you could legitimately do a 3 tight end set. 3 tight ends as and be dangerous. I mean, you put Barner, Loveland, and Hibner out there. Hibner, if he didn't trip over his own feet, that kid can run. He can run. I mean, he literally ran away from Nakai Hill Green. I mean, no great feat, but still, the kid can move. You put in Loveland and Barner, both with a nose for the end zone, and both know how to get the ball at its highest point. And you mix in Barner, I mean, you mix in Hibner in there. We could legit have a three tight end set that would be dangerous. Dangerous in that red zone. Because you're looking for height, you're looking for power, and you're looking for guys with good hands, right? Boom. You're talking about our tight end room. These three tight ends are bad mother effers. And then you throw in Bredesen too. Bredesen's good. He's just a notch below Hibner. I mean, wow. I was very impressed with our tight ends. I was wanting to see a lot from the wide receiving room, right? I wanted to see, first of all, what's the passing game going to look like? Is it going to be the same old, kind of looked like it was? What I did like, though, was when they got into the red zone, it looked more impressive. It was impressive in the fact that it looked like they had way more more plays than running up the middle or some lame pass play. They actually had some crossing routes. They actually looked like they had thought about it over the offseason, you know? So we didn't get that tight end reverse that was lighting up the football fields over the college football playoff. They actually look. I don't know if that's Kirk Camp. Kirk Campbell. I don't know if that's his influence coming in and ditching that that porno hacker Matt Weiss or computer crimes expert Matt Weiss. I don't know if it's just getting rid of Matt Weiss and the mixing in Campbell that's got the creative juices going. But I liked what I saw in the red zone. I would, if it's not a thing, it needs to be a thing. That three tight end set. Hell, if we're really going for it, let's put in all four of them. I'm sure Bredesen can get in there and do some stuff. I mean, he's shown that he can do it before. He's a great blocker. Put him at the fullback so you don't know what to do. You know, put three tight ends out in the wide receiver, out where the wide receivers are, and then put Bredesen right there at the fullback, and let's see what happens. I mean, holy crap. Anything can happen now. I think our tight end room is far above better than our wide receiver room. And to be quite honest, I like Peyton O'Leary, but as we saw from last year, if you have a good spring game, that means absolutely nothing for the regular season. Because look at Clemens. Darius Clemens had a fantastic spring game last year, and we saw nothing of him. Nothing. Zero. So I would expect the same out of Peyton O'Leary. Not by anything he's done wrong. I really liked his route running. I liked how sure-handed he was. I liked there's so much about the kid I liked. But that means absolutely nothing. Michigan, I really don't. If we're going to rely on our wide receivers to be something this season, and that's what's going to push forward the passing game, I think we're all going to be very, very disappointed as fans. Really, to be quite honest with you, we need to put all our hopes and prayers into that tight end room. That tight end room is going to be that thing that gets us up and moving and really The tight end position might be the thing that springboards or jumpstarts the passing game to maybe even include some of our wide receivers. I really do. I'm so impressed with our tight ends. Like I said, this is like when the New England Patriots had Gronkowski and the murderer. Oh my God, dude. That so talented. So good. I cannot wait to see what this tight end room has. This running back room, very excited about. Offensive line looked all right. I mean, they could have got JJ killed at the beginning of the game. But, you know, you're not getting true cohesion because it's a draft-based game. So, therefore, the five that you're going to have as your starting five for the season probably didn't play together in this game. So, not worried about the offensive line. I'm actually very excited about Tristan Bounds. I'm very excited about Atterbury. Atterbury seems like he is just one of those spark plugs on that team that are going to get everybody up and going. Like, he is lit constantly. I love it. I love that about him. I hope if he has a nasty side to him, he might become one of my favorite offensive linemen. So very excited about that. I mean, defensive line, I'm over the moon. Was Stewart showing what Stewart showed in just the spring game? Then I'm telling you, Chris Jenkins. Oh, Rashawn Benny. Dude, Rashawn Benny. Oh, my. And then Kenneth Grant. And then even Cameron Good. All these dudes, we are going to have the best defensive line in college football, bar none. I'm excited. I'm stoked. I knew it. You saw it. You saw everything in this game. And when I get super excited, I don't even know how to speak. But I'm so, so happy about that. Because that's what I was worried about. You know, we did lose Mozzie. We did lose, Mike Morris. We lost a few key pieces, and I was like, "Well, how is this team going to respond?" And I'm telling you, we will probably be better. I think next year, I'm going to be aggressive with this. I'm going to say next season, this defense gets 50 sacks. Defensive line gets 50 sacks. 50. That's right. 50 sacks. Now, I didn't even look up how many sacks they had. Maybe that's a low end. I don't know. Because I think we were like around 37, maybe 40 with the 2021 team. It was my guess. I'm going to say it's going to be more than that. So I'm going to say 50 because I think we didn't break the 50 mark last year. And I don't think we broke it in... From the defensive line now. That's not including the odd cornerback sack or linebackers. I'm straight saying from the edge rushing position and the defensive end position, defensive line, defensive tackle, all that stuff. Those right there, we're going to get 50 sacks from them alone. I really do. I think that Chris Jenkins is going to have an Aaron Donald type season. And then you throw Rashawn Benny in there, Mason Graham in there, Kenneth Grant in there, Stewart and McGregor. Oh my, Derek Moore. I mean, we have easily 10 people who can make an impact on the defensive line at any point in time. At any point in time, any one of those guys or combos of those dudes can go off. Cannot wait. We're going to have the best. This is what I mean. I get super excited about Michigan football after the spring game, and then it's over. And then we don't do nothing for months. So, God, but it's going to be great. I mean, I can't wait to read more about this stuff. I can't wait to dig in and watch some of the videos coming out of camps. I cannot wait about this stuff. I am super excited about it. Yeah, I think we're right where we need to be. We really look good in some of the positions that maybe I was worried about. Not obviously not the running back position because we know we have two studs at the beginning as our starters, but the third and fourth spot I think are super solid now with Hall and you got Mullings and you got Stokes and you have Gash all fighting for those two spots. That's going to be exciting to watch. I would love to feel a little bit better about the quarterback position. That's truly the one thing that has me a little worried right now because I don't want them to play safe with J.J. McCarthy this year like they did last year because they were so scared. I would assume, now maybe not all of it because J.J. was a first-time starter, so I think they were working him into becoming a starter, not throwing too much on his plate all at once because, simplified wide receiving routes and things like that, passing routes like that was a part of it. But also, I think they were scared to death that something was going to happen to JJ and we didn't have a solid backup. So I still am leaving the spring game wondering, not excited about what I saw from the backups at all. I you know, just not excited. Hopefully one of them. I know Orgy, Tuttle, or Warren. I wish them all the best. I wish them all the best of luck. I want their growth to multiply, and you know, I just want them to be the best that they can be in hopes of making this team great. But right now I'm not convinced. I'm worried actually about the backup quarterback position. Other than that, you know, I feel really good about this team. I really, really feel good about this team. I mean, defensively, they look good. We have some shining stars coming up. I mean, that Bennett kid, number 52, really impressed me. Stewart really impressed me. There's some stuff coming. I mean, I just can't wait. God, I hope the next couple months just fly by. I'm old, so that means it will. I just remember when I was younger, months, days used to feel like years. But before we know it, it's going to be fall and we're going to be ready to go. And I can't wait. I just can't wait. I think this is going to be a fantastic year for Michigan football. I have the highest of hopes. Playoff for sure. And then after that, I refuse to think anything because we have the greatest wild card of all time, which is Jim Harbaugh. So when it comes to big games, I never expect him to focus on us, especially in the playoffs. I expect him to focus on him. I'm bitter with that, with him. Outside of that, I love him as a coach for us. I really do. But that part annoys the hell out of me. I'm not going to get into that again. I wasted too much time on the last episode doing that. But yeah, very excited about Michigan football. So I'm going to get out of here now. Guys, I'm going to put up a poll on the Spotify. So on the Spotify little, you know, profile page or whatever they have for me there, just look for a polling question. I want to try and do more of that to get you guys more involved. But yes, Spotify is big this year. It's going to be Spotify and the Michigan football rant are going to be best buds. So I'm looking to grow that. Guys, I'm available on all streaming platforms. Check me out. More YouTube to come at the season. I'm not really going to put in more effort on something like that. And just now, I know, probably dumb, right? But still, it is what it is. Spotify, guys. Hit up Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That's where you're mainly going to find me. That's where I mainly want you to support me. Check out the polling question coming up. It has been fantastic being a Michigan Wolverine, being a Michigan maniac, right? Being a Michigan football rant enthusiast. It is great. Just, I don't know, go blue, guys. Always and forever, go blue.